Welcome to the All Things Cultivated Podcast. I am your host, Sharonda Berry, registered nurse turned holistic health and wellness coach, here to help you cultivate a Christ-centered life of health, wealth, and wholeness. Get ready to find your self-worth, to set healthy boundaries, stop living in fear, foster healthy relationships with man and money, all while having a good time doing it. Let's dive in. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the podcast, guys! So a little bit of a different intro. I mean, I don't know. I'm just feeling myself today. You know, I'm feeling a different kind of way and a different kind of mood. And it's probably because I'm just elevating in my excellence. Okay, that's today's topic. Elevating in your excellence, the power of self-discovery. And, you know, I like to always start off with a definition because, you know, I'm just a definition nerd. And I guess I'm just a nerd at heart. So let's just talk about what actually the definition of self-discovery is. And it is the process of gaining a deeper understanding of ourselves, our values, our strengths, and our weakness. It's a journey that's essential for holistic wellness. Now, you know I'm all about holistic wellness, mind, body, and spirit. And I would like to repeat that definition because basically, not that y'all probably didn't hear me, but because I like to repeat things, it's how I learn. You know how when you were a kid, you had to write those. I would not write in class 20, 30 times for homework, or I would not forget my homework. I'm one of those people who are years old and I'm still writing in notebooks, right? That's how I learn, just repetition, either saying something over and over again, writing it down over and over again, or a combination of both. So it's how I learn. So when I'm repeating something, it's just because, you know, that's just what I need to do. So to repeat the definition of self-discovery, it is the process of gaining a deeper understanding of ourselves, our values, our strengths, and our weaknesses. And believe it or not, I know this is going to burst some people's bubble. Some people might be a little disappointed, but you don't just all have strengths. You know, some of us have weaknesses. How does that make you feel? Right? How does that make you feel to know that you have some weaknesses? I know it doesn't make you feel good all the time, but it is the truth. And, you know, because I'm always telling my business, I'm going to share with you a personal story about self-discovery and self-transformation for myself. And unfortunately, many of you have already heard this story and you're probably ready for me to tackle and go on to the next one. But I just have to keep emphasizing it because it had such a major and negative impact on me that I have to keep discussing it. The personal story that I like to illustrate with you that helped me during my transformative power of self-discovery is that a few years ago, I received a negative review on Apple Podcasts. And to be honest, it was my very first review. And I was just moseying along in life thinking I'm doing pretty well. And before I recognized or found the review, it had been up for like 3 months. And when I found that review, okay, like I said, it was an accusatory. It accused me of being fatphobic. They accused me of being insensitive, uncaring, and they said that they would never want to have me as a health professional. And it bothered me so because at that time I was a float nurse for a dialysis clinic. And what that meant was I worked for a company, but I was never, I had a home clinic, but I wasn't there often. I would go between 1, 2, 3, about 5 or 6 different clinics where I worked. And no exaggeration, and I'm not trying to pat myself on the back, but every clinic that I went to, they all knew I was temporary because I was a part of the float pool, and that was my title, float nurse, meaning I'm only here for a day. Sometimes I'm there for 2. Very rarely was I there for a week, but I'm just there temporary, you know, just to, because you're short staffed, somebody called in, someone's on vacation. But I never worked at a clinic where that person did not want me to come full time. Every manager was always saying, will you work for me full time? What would it take? Do I need to give you specific days off? Do I need to increase your pay? Do I need to increase this? Like, the patients love you so much. The coworkers adore you. We want you to come on full time and full staff. And it really wasn't. Of course, you're going to have 1 or 2 people that you're not going to always get along with everybody. But I would say a good 80 to 85% of the patients that I would go to really liked me. And even the patients wanted me to stay. So for someone to say, oh, I would never want her to be my healthcare professional, like, that's not what I'm getting in real life. This person took eight minute clip of, like, I don't know, a 20 minute episode and formed an entire opinion on me. And that dang old opinion almost took me out, guys. I'm not lying. I found myself overwhelmed. I found myself stressed. I was disconnected from my own well-being. I was started to neglect my mental and my physical health. And it just went downhill. I couldn't do the podcast. And then I would, you know, say, you know, I would be in prayer for a little while, then I'll come back strong. And then it would just hit me that I would have to just go back. And that was a big part of, you know, me not doing the podcast. And, you know, when I was petitioning God about it, you know, he set me down because he was like, you know what, you're too concerned with the opinions of man to be of any use to me. And so I had to go back to my basics. I had to rediscover my passion, rekindle my passion for meditating on God's word, spending time with God. And it became my cornerstone of my wellness journey. You know, and the clarity that it brought in my life was incredible because it helped me. At first I wanted to know who was this person, like, who is this person and why are they talking about this and why would they do that? But then I had to dial it back because God is always dealing with me with personal accountability. And it regardless of what that person said, God kept bringing me back to the fact of, why is it affecting you so much? Regardless of what they say, if it's true or factual, if it's fictional, why is it affecting you so much? And that's because, you know, I didn't have that self-discovery. I'm still out here trying to be a people pleaser instead of trying to please God. And I had to discover that about myself, right? So I've defined self-discovery. I've shared a personal story with you. So, I mean, let me tell you why it was so important, not just for me, but why would it be important for you to embark upon your own self-discovery journey? And the journey to self-discovery is kind of like, you know, it's like ogres and onions, right? I know you're like, what? But the journey of self-discovery, it's like peeling back the onions of a layer. I mean, the layers of an onion.
Onions have layers. Ogres have layers. Onions have layers. You get it. We both have layers.
You get it. We both have layers. And so does the art of self-discovery. And as we uncover more about ourselves, as we begin to pull those layers back, we begin to gain insight into our mental, into our physical, into our spiritual well-being. And this self-awareness becomes a compass that will guide you toward healthier choices and ultimately a more fulfilling life. So when I peeled back those layers, I realized that I still suffered from that desire to be a people pleaser, that desire to be liked by everybody, more so to be liked by public opinion than God's opinion. And that is why that podcast review took me over the river and through the woods, and I still did not arrive at grandma's house. You feeling me? But I had to peel back the layers of why. Not who cared why that person left the review. Who cared about their opinion is not so much of what they did. It was so much of why did I care so much and why did that opinion bother me? So once I peeled back those layers and I figured out what was going on with me, and then, like I said, I had to go back to the basics. I had to line back up to the podcast episode, listen to it again, and say, was this episode in line with the ministry that God has given me? And believe it or not, I believe this podcast is a ministry, right? So I had to go back to God's original mission statement for my business, his vision for my business. Was the podcast coming from a holistic approach? Did I do any empowerment and allow for self-discovery in there? And did I provide any community and support in that? And I did all of those things. So, okay, somebody's perception of the podcast, which is their reality, and I can't argue with that, that was them. So the podcast stood as it was, but, you know, I peeled back the layers as to why it affected me so much. And let me tell you, the benefits of my self-discovery, right? The benefits that I received were immense, right? And I'll just share a few of them. First of all, it helped me identify and manage my stressors and my triggers, because we all have triggers, right? So why was I so triggered? I was like, oh my God, am I having good communication skills? Because what I said and how they took it, it made it seem like I was speaking French.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Right? So I'm trying to be so clear and so precise and so politically correct, right? I'm like, you know, I try to make sure that the words that I say, I choose them wisely as to not offend. And God is like, once again, you're putting too much emphasis on trying to appease these itchy ears as opposed to just delivering the message as I've done that. So I recognize my triggers. I recognize my stressors. That's one of the benefits of self-discovery. Another thing is, like I said, did the actions that I took align with my core values, the core values that God gave me? Did it align with my mission statement? Did it align with my vision statement? Did I approach it holistically? Did I empower in the podcast? And did I also allow for self-discovery? I have to look at that. And then it fostered resilience by enhancing my coping mechanism. Because now I feel like I can cope with that, because at first I was all in my feels. And, you know, as women, we have a tendency to make decisions based on our feelings as opposed to decisions based on logic. How many times have you or someone you knew made a permanent decision, lifelong decision, over a temporary emotion? So it helped me to foster resilience and enhance my coping mechanism. And then the third thing, or the fourth thing that allowed me to do, which was the last one and most important one, it deepened my connection with my spiritual side, promoting that inner peace and that inner balance. And I cannot stress enough about the peace that God can give us, that peace that passes all understanding, that will guard our heart, that will guard our minds, and would make us at ease when everyone else around us is scratching our heads thinking like, oh my God, why did that not take them out? So those were the benefits of self-discovery for me, and I feel like it can help you as well. Like I said, I could have asked the question, why would they leave that benefit? I mean, not benefit. Why would they leave such a negative review? Oh, they are a hater. Oh, they're bitter. Oh, they're hurt. Or they, you know, I could. But then that's me judging them the same way that they judge me, unless God gave me the spiritual discernment, which he did not, because God kept telling me, forget the review, focus on you. Forget what they said, why are you so triggered by it and why are you so bothered by it. So once I peeled back those layers and allowed myself to do the work, I've benefited from the self-discovery. And then here are a few techniques, right? A few techniques to dealing with self-discovery And for me, for those of you who are eager to start your self-discovery journey, here are some practical tips. Number one, set aside time for daily self-reflection and journaling. I know it is difficult for some of us to spend time alone because that's when we hear the voices. So we're always wanting to stay busy and we're always wanting to fill ourselves with things to do. We always want to be on the move. We always want to be on the go. Sometimes we just have to sit still for a time of self-reflection. And one way to do that is through journaling. And I can really help you with that. Introducing The Cultivated Woman, a 30-day devotional journal designed to empower women to cultivate faith, wisdom, and purpose. In a world that often pulls us in 100 different directions, The Cultivated Woman brings you back to your core. Each page is a journey of self-discovery, reflection, and renewal. A space where you can explore your faith, gain wisdom, and unlock your true purpose. Whether you're a career-driven professional, a dedicated mother, or embarking on a new chapter, The Cultivated Woman is your companion on this transformative path. Order your copy today at newberryhealth.com/shop. That's newberryhealth.com/shop to start cultivating the life you are destined for. The Cultivated Woman, your journey to empowerment. And I would also like to say thank you to all of the women who have ordered this journal multiple at a time. I've had two orders of women who ordered five copies. They were like, this is so, they both ordered one and then turned around and was like, you know what, this is so awesome. I'm going to order five more because I want to give them as gifts. So that's a tool that I would like to offer to you guys, the Cultivated Woman 30-Day Prayer Devotional Journal, and set a time aside daily for self-reflection. Another tip or practical technique to help you in a self-discovery is to explore mindfulness and meditation practice to connect with your inner self. And I don't mean like the Om and the New Age things with the chakras and all of that. I just mean finding the word of God for the day and muttering it over and over again, reading it in the scripture. Maybe it's the journal and the scripture of the day is something that you just want to constantly repeat over and over and over again. It's not enough just to read it once. We have to meditate on it. We have to allow it to become part of us. And that way it allows to connect with your inner self. A third tip or practical technique to self-discovery is to engage in new experiences, hobbies, and practices that pique your interest. I don't have anything new, but I did realize that, you know, I really enjoy cooking. That's the one, because I'm a recovering perfectionist, and that was my podcast used to suffer because of my constant need for perfection to try to remove every hum, every background noise, every pause, every lip smack, everything. It just had to be perfect. And then, you know, it just got worse. And because of that, I couldn't churn out podcast episodes like I wanted to because I would always find fault in them. But it's something that I enjoy doing. I realize that helps me. I enjoy being behind the mic. And so, you know, sometimes it's for me to come in here and just be myself, be practical, be transparent, act as goofy and corny as, you know, I possibly could. Imagining my son getting really upset and annoyed and embarrassed of me on the other side. And I know that I have done my job, but I also enjoy cooking. even if it's the one thing that I don't have to be perfect about. I can go in and cook a batch of vegan chocolate chip cookies and they turn out horrible. The oven is too high or the pan didn't turn out right and they're burnt on the outside and they're greasy on the top and they're inedible. I can throw them away, go back and make another batch, throw them away, and then I'm fine. Like, it's not a paralyzing fear of mine. It's nothing that I don't like, but I really enjoy the process of cooking. So that's a hobby or something that I enjoy doing. And then also another practical technique that could help during your self-discovery journey is to seek a wellness coach, a therapist, or you know, just a professional. And while I am an advocate of therapy, not so much so, because looking on social media, man, it's disheartening. You can find anyone out there. You could identify as a cat, and there's going to be a therapy office that will have a litter box for you to sit in when you go and sit on that couch. You could identify as a carton of eggs, and you will be able to find a therapist that would have some styrofoam for you to sit in when you get there. So I say therapy with a grain of salt. I would say that make sure that your therapy is Christian-based. And I know that's hard for a lot of people who have been hurt by the church and you have, you know, a bad taste in your mouth when it comes to any type of spiritual counseling. My goal for that is the discernment of the Holy Ghost, prayer in a relationship with God, asking him to increase your discernment and asking him for leadership and guidance in where to go. Just do not let anyone speak into your life because they call themselves a wellness coach, a health coach, a life coach, a therapist, even if they have an office and degrees and credentials on the wall, because there are a lot of people who are being led astray just because the therapists at the end of the day want to collect money. So I do suggest that you find good Christian and godly counsel to help you on your self-discovery techniques. And then the last thing I would like to say is that the journey of self-discovery is an ongoing one. Self-discovery is an ongoing journey. It's not a one-time endeavor. It's an ongoing journey. The more we learn about ourselves, the more we grow. So be patient with yourself and enjoy the process. Even the ups and even the downs. While I did not enjoy the negative review, I have enjoyed who it had made me and helped shape me to become afterwards, right? Because I feel like my journal was birthed after that. My deepened relationship with Christ was formed after that. My renewed passion for my podcast was a result of that. So it is an ongoing journey. The more we learn about ourselves, the more we grow. And anything that doesn't grow is dead, right? So you want to always be growing. You want to always be changing. And so be patient with yourself and enjoy the process. And as usual, I like to help you along your journey, and I would like to help you along your process to self-discovery. And I understand that everybody doesn't always, because there was a time for me when I didn't even have the finances to buy myself or my son a bottle of water or a Coca-Cola. So that is why I'm often, while I do have resources like the Cultivated Woman Prayer Journal, which costs money, I try my best to also make free products for my listeners so that they can have assistance during this journey. And when I do this, I encourage you to download, go to these websites and then download, take a look at these products that I go through the process of making, because these take hours and hours and hours and hours of time. And sometimes maybe you can't benefit from it, but maybe you know someone else who can. So maybe you can download the link and then share it over to someone. I created a self-discovery assessment. It is a questionnaire, beautifully crafted with some profound questions for you to take and cause you to definitely have to do some self-reflecting and the peeling back of some layers. It doesn't stress on what someone else has done and their actions and all of that. It is a self-discovery assessment, beautifully crafted. Hours and hours and hours went into this. So you can download it at NewberryHealth.com/discovery. That's NewberryHealth.com/discovery. That's NewberryHealth.com/discovery. And download your free self-discovery assessment. Once again, I would like to thank you for joining me on this episode. And if I may say so, this was a darn good episode. Yeah, it was a pretty good episode. Remember, self-discovery is the path to personal empowerment and holistic wellness. And if you feel that today's episode was a good one, you know what I'm going to ask you to do, right? Call up that avocado neighbor, the avocado that lives next door to you, and invite them over for a friendly game of Marco Polo. Now, when they get over there, they're going to have their swimsuit on. They're going to have their towel on and all that. You meet them at the door with a bowl full of tomatoes, onions, and cilantro, right? And you tell them, I didn't say Marco Polo. I said we were going to play a game of Pico de Gallo. And on that note, I got to go. Until next time, peace, love, and wellness. Thanks for listening. I pray that the information shared on today's episode was both valuable and life-changing. Feel free to follow me on social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Rumble. Also, if you wish to financially support the podcast, links to Patreon and Buy Me a Coffee are in the show notes. And please don't forget to subscribe and share. Bye!